16 haujaipata ID, this is your chance to get an ID. This is the most friendly government. So in the process, people are asking, if you're over 60 and you never gotten an ID, are you actually Kenyan?
Inakuwagaje? Because si mi wana gatu nyi wote ni
yeah. Ah, okay. Wow, mwafu. <Yeah. laughs>
Yes, I was surprised.
Like, mu assume to it's just one language. It's not.
Yeah. So
ata mi assume wajaka wote ni ma mechanic. You know, same.
There's something like that, because that's always what causes like a certain level of rift, because these guys feel like they're more special than us. They're more educated, more. Muko na hizo? Ikonene. Episode 567. Kusama like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
Mupenda ga mathematics, jo. So, 567. What's the interesting thing about that number? Am I the one who's doing my own mathematics in my head?
You're the only one doing
567. That is so random.
Yes, I think that's 27 times 21, if I'm not wrong.
Hmm.
Yes, yeah, so that means we've done 27 shows 21 times. Damn, it's been long. That's gonna Adan. Yes, Adan is a comedian. I don't say stand-up comedian. I always feel a stand-up comedian can do all forms of comedy. Yeah. So Adan is a comedian. One of the best. This is the second time I'm a Rudy. So Adan, sasa.
Freshy, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, karibu.
And we are happy you're still alive, bana. Tumekuwa tukiona nowadays wa Somali mnafanya challenges zingine na shindwa, like is it death wish mko nazo ni gani tena?
Do ara mimi nashukuru Mungu ni venye simu yangu imesha space. Ningekuwa na shoot content sasa hivi wapi?
Yeah. Hey.
Ni mudhangari. Mudhangari. No, yeah. Niki buy space on iCloud naenda ku shoot content pia vivi hapo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's this obsession with like for, cuz it's Somali Gen Z, yes?
Yeah,
the ones
yeah.
who shoot next to the road, because I don't understand it. It's too dangerous, but they just keep doing it. Like, what's the obsession with that?
Dude, I am right there with you. Nashanganga. I'm like, no, na yo content here. And I'm like, why would you do that? I feel like it's not Kenyan Somalis, right? Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part, I only my boys too from Somalia, straight out of Somalia. Number
but
one.
But who are in Kenya?
Yeah, they're in Kenya now, right?
Okay.
So, number one, TikTok is massive. Somalia has like a big TikTok culture.
Ah.
TikTok is massive in Somalia.
We Mogadishu.
Have Mogadishu. My guy.
Hey.
Bro.
Click, clack. Yeah. TikTok.
Yeah.
No, it's massive.
Yes.
I feel like Somalia got on TikTok when TikTok was novel, even before Kenya. So they have like big TikTok, you know, celebs huko. So TikTok is massive. I'd say ani maboy wametoka Somalia, young kids, Gen Z kids, who have family in the diaspora.
Oh, okay.
So wanna tumia chums.
Mm.
So all they do is just get on TikTok, chill on, they literally chill on TikTok when I do some chana, majioni wanatokea mtaani, and they're young.
Who have family in Minnesota?
In Minnesota.
Hey,
Mali Trump and I inject.
Watabanga yosere Minnesota badai.
Right.
So, but una feel, why do they love this? Because kuna moja tukona watch, I don't know, Ian can watch ina wewe, ile... There's a TikTok challenge I saw.
I think it was where yesterday.
Where, jana, unatuka tuk-tuk amepita, and they're still dancing, and you know there's something coming. Then, matrina kuja badai. But it's not as bad as, there's one that went viral. You remember the one? It's a old bus.
Yeah.
Taking a corner.
Terrible, man.
Then the side mirror hits the...
Yeah.
That's Mudhaiga Road, yeah?
Yeah, that was Mudhaiga Road. So, ee obsession natoka api. Why cars? Why... Because it can
risk,
still be...
Why risk life?
I don't know. Maybe it's a challenge or something. But, dude, I would attribute this whole issue to like just how big, you know, TikTok culture is in Somalia and amongst Somalis. It's TikTok is so big. Somalia's TikTok is massive. That is why even Nasra Comedian, she's pivoting now. She does content in Somali. She's like a food page on TikTok. Yeah, because you see the potential. It's right there.
Yeah.
I just say, you know, kids are being kids. You know, those are kids being kids. It's terrible. Even me, I'm watching the video and I'm like, it's so cringe. Why? What are you doing? Mono na risk life yako joy. You know. So TikTok is massive in some. So alafu kona hizi challenges za ufala.
So
umetekivanya wako hata they're just like in this zone. Not a, or they, like they have no consciousness of what's happening around.
Yeah.
Because me kwani kicheki kuna ingine hapo niliona amerusha sijui nini katikati ya barabara. Lafu anaenda hapo watu wako like buda jo. Because Kenya is such a dangerous country to be anywhere on the road. Why? Because first of all, bodabodas, they don't follow any rules. So one is a kwa uko on this side knowing that all traffic is coming from this side, sindio?
Right.
So yo kuna mjinga wa bodaboda anatoka hii side ingine, the opposite side.
Yeah.
And a bodaboda can still kill you. Yeah. Najua it's not just ati nini. So that's the one thing ile nashindwa. Alafu pia hakuna like in Somali culture hakuna ga whooping kids like has that, have you people tried that? You're like, wewe sasa ujagani ngekuwa acha ujinga wewe,
I'm gonna go in
my ama tutumia mama zao kwa kwa streets. Unajua ungecheki tu mama zao ametokea
unapigwa na kibare.
Hata kama ni wewe uliko nini unaenda kuchukua pena kwa grau, that's it.
Yeah,
kuambia wewe kwa nyumba direct. So
no, our toy like I've told you Morf, our toy ni watu wamekuja Nairobi peke yao. Most of them from Somalia, right? They have family in the diaspora, Mayolo. Wakopa peke yao, there's no one to police them. So I feel like you can attest to this, Moaf, because you've grown up in Isili. Kuna Kenyan Somalis.
Yeah.
Buta, mini kwa tunavaliwa vibaya. Mimi grow up naks, nilikuwa na jirani yangu fulani, Derek.
Yeah.
Mamake, mjaka. A bit ago in my take.
Oh, happy
birthday. Done. Mamangu akujua hapo anasema, "Yeah, just wachape wote. Tuko tunakombainiwa kimbogi, bro. You can't go super no, unakubali matake."
Something matake yao.
Ndakucha, yani matake ndakugonga na nguvu.
Sani.
Sani sai sai. Yeah.
Done. Wewe, hebu kujeni hapa.
Oh, so at least you had the fear of,
Yeah. So we've grown up differently, man. Kenyan Somalis and Somalis from some dude, like we've been socialized differently, right? Like I have more shared experiences with you two than with the person who grew up in Som.
Yeah.
Wala sana tuona sisi wa Somali. You know. Because, you know, so...
is there
Somali bonoko,
eh? Yeah, bro, that's the vibe we get. Wana sema nini mabonoko. Wana tutanga Somali sijui.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kuna different types of Somalis. There are Somalis from Somalia. They think they know
originals,
it all. Somali originals. Then we have Somali sijuis in Kenya. Because when they ask us, the word Somali sijui comes from Somalis. When they ask us, when they talk to us in Somali, this is my phone, it's fine. When they speak to us, ni Trump on a call, and I say,
when the minister,
Somalis are crazy people, horrible people. So Somali sujui. So when they speak to us in Somali,
ni sujui ama sujui?
Ni sujui. They call it sujui. Because when they speak to us in Somali, we go, mi sujui. Sujui. I can hear what you're saying, but I don't know Somali vizuri. So they call us, these ones are sujus.
Ni kama aterere.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have Seywalahis. Seywalahis are Somalis in the diaspora. Seywalahi, like in the UK. Oh my God, Seywalahi.
Akina Said. Said, some man you up evolved.
The chubby guy.
Yeah.
So they say Wallahi a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Seywalahi. That's why we have Seywalahis, Somali sujus, and Somalis from Somalia. So
now Minnesota.
They all say Wallahis. I want it with Somali ice.
Make it rain.
Oh, Somali ice.
Oh, so kuna kuaga na hiyo like you wanakuchukua like you're not a pure Somalia.
Yeah. Oh. Sasa ni kama venye kuna wajaka wa Kenya na wajaka wa UG.
Yes.
So you guys are different. You guys are like you have the same, you share the same tribe.
Yes.
But like you guys have been socialized differently because like in different countries. So unapata hamna hata like shared experiences now, I see. Yeah.
Na sasa Isili wagaje, because I've been in Isili.
Right.
And I meet Somalis wale anajoga huyu ametoka straight from Somalia. Because Kiswahili ni shida. Like everything ni shida.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've somehow become Kenyan. Come on, Toi.
Yeah.
What's the probability they'll have IDs in the next
3 years, if they're 15 year olds, are the ones doing TikTok challenges?
Dude, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to get IDs now because they have families. They have families here. Wengine wako na families mbalimbali. So I'm not trying to speak for like for them.
Yes.
But it's so easy to go, niaje siwacha ni apply ID. You know, can you like sponsor me as a parent and apply for ID ni pate? And it's not just exclusive to like Somalis. Kuna hata ma Burundians, right?
Yes, I know. I know.
Or Maasai from TZ. Wamekuja hapa na wako na ID sahi. Yeah. So it's so easy to get IDs, man. So yeah.
I think hiyo niko na kuuliza because I don't know if you saw ile statement. Ilikuwa ni ya Kanan.
Yeah.
So there's this MP, yeah?
Naitwa Adan Kanan.
Adan Kanan. Yes. He's the longest serving member of parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. He's been an MP for like 20-something years.
So there's this statement that he said. He said that there's nothing like a Kenyan Somali. Or Somali is a Kenyan. And mimi nikaangalia kama mjaka, kuna wajaka wa Uganda na wajaka wa TZ. Ukienda kwa Isebania, kuna wajaka na cheki. Ukiwa hizi masai za Busia whatever, kuna wajaka. Think hata ile raya iko kwa forest inaitwa Konya. Inakuwa kama mjaka, unajua? You like that rebel. So I know that not all Luos are Kenyan, si ndio? And I think Kikuyus ni mkoa gani outside Kenya?
No, you just
kuna Nandis in Congo.
Wako huko
na just in Seattle.
Wako hapa na wako Doha International Airport. Wako huko Doha.
Najua ga Doha.
Wakibucha Arabic names.
Yeah.
A passenger by the name Abdul Harim Suleiman. Please go to boarding gate 4C.
Oh, wako huko na nini? So, ukisikia your statement.
Yeah.
Like when you hear that statement, what comes to your mind? Is it a good statement to make or is it a dangerous statement to make?
I think it's not factual, number one. We have Somalis who are Kenyan, right? Who are born here. That's that, you know, and we also have Somalis who are just Somalis who are in Kenya, you know, for like, you know, maybe tourism or like, I'm a business, but they're not Kenyan. I don't think that's true. I don't think it's factual. I think it's misleading to say the least. I think he was just trying to say that if you're playing it, if you're like considering the overall context, some event with a lot of Somalis, I think he was just trying to suck up to the Somalis there.
Yeah.
And go, oh yeah, I'm pro the community.
So
unajua sasa zingine ukitaka ku prove ya mbogi something, unajipata ume overcommit. Umesema vitu za ufala. Yeah. So
Okay. But I want you nini saizi. Is there any Somali saying one term college? Because Ruto has been good, huh?
Dude, kwa ground, they wanasema two term.
Sindio?
Yeah, he's been good to the community. He's been good to the community. But pia kuna like really sober Somalis who are like, this dude has to go.
Somalis.
I think for the few intellectual, for the few Somali elites. Who are like, you know, business owners. So one angalia to the state of the economy, you know, the business conditions in Kenya at the moment. And they're like, okay, this dude has to go. And as much as it's been like, from an outsider looking in, it's so easy to go, hey, Ruto has been good to the community. But like, who are really benefiting? Ne Macron is wake. Mamori.
Yes.
Ah, soko karibu. So for like a normal like an average and everyday, you know, Somali trader in Isili, bado utaharasi wana kanjo wanipata. So I think what we saw with the Gen Z led maandamanos and anti-government protest is kila mseli enda kwa ground. So Gen Z is tribal. It's not tribal, I mean, right? Tribeless, wako pale, wako kila mse. Yeah, it's one term. This dude has to go.
Yeah.
But like, kwa ground, not gonna lie, the vibe I'm getting is, si mwana hizo mashege kwa mabaya elections.
Yes.
Juzi, alikuwa na machief sapa hivi.
Yeah.
Bro, that is grassroots campaign. Amewaeka hivi. And I met two chiefs. My uncle is a chief, bruh. From Wajir County. I was chilling with him the other day. He just came, he was like, yo, I'm in your area. So I got to hang out with him. I was like, yo, yena bishti yake ni chief pia. Are you guys happy with the boss? Like, yeah, do you happy with the boss?
Mm.
I was like, are you guys gonna campaign for this guy in the grassroots? Mm. And they're like, yeah. So Mwaf. And as much as we're like Ropigam Domo on Twitter, you know, we have like the digital advocacy going.
Yeah.
Kwa ground.
Mm. Virtually different. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it, what is it? Is it Nina Wafuraisha? Where do they feel like they owe him another time? Is it the fact inclusivity? Ama these actual developments? Munaona, maybe one hour now. This is coming up. Tukiangali in the next 1 year, we'll be having this and this and this.
Right. I think, and this is just like my own thoughts, yeah. Just, coming from a community that, you know, has been marginalized for the longest time, right? If you have a president that gives you the time of day to go, okay, what is really troubling you guys?
Yes.
Right? Mm. And is comfortable lending you guys a listening ear. I think it's natural for people to go, okay, this dude is an ally to the community, right? You know, and some of the things he has done, you know, it's so easy to see, you know, in terms of like cabinet appointments, you know, government appointments, in terms of like the goodwill, just like the sheer goodwill of this guy towards the community. He went for the NIS boss's, you know, son's wedding in Masalani. That's a show of goodwill. He didn't have to be there.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I'm gonna drop everything. Go to the wedding. So for the everyday Somali, Anona East happened, I said, my yeah, tutor. Yeah, the boss is here. He didn't have to be here. Anangalia DC, the DCI boss is from the community.
Yes.
The NIS boss is from the community. His boy Duale is doing the thing pale. He recently, you know, removed, you know, mandatory vetting for Somalis to get IDs, which I think
that's the part I think that he won the most votes. But CPIO, with that, he brought an open border policy. What do you think?
Not really. So this is my take, and I have a joke about it. So when we go, the mandatory vetting for Somalis to get IDs has been uplifted by the government. It's like, But there are still some prerequisites to getting an ID, Mwaf. You still have to like present the IDs of your parents. You still have to like, you know, get a letter from the chief. So the mandatory, you know, prerequisites are still in place, right? Kitu wametoa ni the harassment that was involved, Mwaf.
Yes.
So for somebody to go, the removal of, you know, the vetting for Somalis to get IDs is going to like lead to like, you know, terrorism activities. And I'm like, do you think, so the joke is, do you think, the premise is, do you guys think an ID is like literally what's stopping terrorists from doing terror activities? You know, that's not it. I think for people to go, Somalis, you know, no vetting for Somalis to get IDs is going to lead to more mass shootings and more terrorism activities. It's a very simplistic way of looking at this whole issue. It's not like a 1+1=2. No, it's a very intricate issue, because the prerequisites to getting an ID are still in place. Lazima utatoa ID ya mathe, ID ya mzae, ama death certificate ya either parent.
Hukusikia kena na kibonga juu ya, I think kwa hiyo clip, ni anasema, ajalishi, yes. Was it that one? But there's a place where it was like, haijalishi kama uko over 16 na ujaipata ID, this is your chance to get an ID. This is the most friendly government. So in the process, people are asking, if you're over 60 and you never gotten an ID, are you actually Kenyan?
Right.
Mm.
I think that's a good question. Also, you know, you have to remember, kuna wase fulani wa kitambo, kuna just like really old people, when the shifter war ended, waswali baki hapa na wajai like pata IDs. Yeah, when you know that part of Somalia NFD was annexed by Kenya, right? Wali baki ndani ya Kenya na wajai botha kupata IDs, because the previous government zimekuwa not friendly, which is true to the Somali community, right? So unapata, if it started with the first gen of those people not getting IDs, you know how hard it must be for their future progeny and kids to get IDs. So it's actually like really sound for him to go, for people to see a 60-year-old, you know, in Northeastern without an ID. It's like, yeah, because shift oil equalini in the 90s, right? In the 80s. So it's like, yeah, I can see why there would be like 60.
But so you see, it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
Because it's double-edged in that now if you have these genuine Somalis,
right,
Kenyan Somalis who don't have IDs,
right.
But then if I'm from Mogadishu and I want to do a TikTok challenge,
yeah,
I can just claim I'm a 60-year-old who never got an ID because Moi and the rest were not friendly to me.
But like, you're not a 60-year-old.
Yeah, I'm saying like, because there's no age limit to whoever can get an ID right now. So I can go as a 70-year-old and say, I've been a Kenyan, but Jay Pat, you are ID.
And you've been living here, right? You've been living here. So so you're 70-year-old. You're 70-year-old, just like in any country, if you stay in the country for more than 10, 15, you get citizenship, right? Like I said, the prerequisites to getting an ID are still in place. What kama mtu anajua Kiswahili? And chances are, umsemeka Kenya, right? Anaweza pata barua from the chief. Chief aseme, yeah, I know this guy, umsemeka hapa, ajaipata ID. So go and apply for the ID. The other issue yawa to like apply for IDs who are like straight out of Somalia, by the way. I think that is just, you know, in consistency with just like how other communities would get IDs. Yeah, Masai amekamapa, you see them, we love them from TZ, when I was a Masox, unamtumia simu akuna ID, ambia nishapata ID. So I think the same way. I think the same way. But yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
The reason maybe why we're talking about this is because some they are running away from their country. Yeah? They feel
safe
here.
Right.
And they actually stand a chance to make it here, other than making it in Somalia.
Right.
And that's the issue with the UK and also Canada, replacing states.
States, yeah.
So I was going through a post on TikTok, Luko Meuliza, it's a Somali asking other Somalis, like, what would you do to make Somaliland, Somalia,
right,
habitable for their own people to
right.
be given a chance once again?
Right.
Or a place that you feel like ukitoka US utakuja straight to Somali, but utakuja huku kwanza.
Right.
So most of them walikuwa wanabonga about tribalism.
Yeah.
And from the outside looking in, a voice
assumed it's one.
Assumed mko so unified. Nilienda like almost 10 comments.
Yeah.
Wakibonga about tribalism.
It is so complex, man.
So, inakuwagaje? Because si mi wanaga tu nyote ni
okay.
Wow, Maf.
Yes, from I was surprised.
Like, more assume too, it's just one language. It's not.
Yeah. So
hata mi assume wajaka wote ni ma mechanic. You know, same. Ni wote ni wa grogon. Si Maf ni sound engineer mnoma sana.
Yeah. But also, unaona like
engineer. Jacob.
But you see, like mkiwa hapa, you know, you're very united, mnafanya right. projects pamoja,
right.
Even challenges mnafanya pamoja
kwa barabara.
So
barabara, challenges barabara,
yeah, barabara. Barabara kabisa,
barabara kabisa, mpenzi mtazamaji.
So it was funny. It was right. funny nikisikia hata wenye nilikuwa nasoma nao.
Right.
Like nilikuwa naona tu akimki walking packs and nini. So I've seen the brotherhood.
Yeah.
You see the brotherhood in it. Yeah. You see the brotherhood.
Right.
So it was very surprising kusikia. What do you know about tribalism in Somalia?
Dude, yeah, like even in Kenya, right? Somalis it's not even tribalism because we're all from the same tribe. It's clanism.
Clanism.
Yeah, clanism is just mad. Even in Kenya, right, the way the different counties are set up, you know, belongs to different different
clans. So kama Garissa, it's a Garissa, different clan Ogaden, from Mandera.
Yeah, Ogaden people, Ogaden clan. Marsabit is you know by it's you know predominantly Borana.
Oh, you know yeah, Borana. Borana. Okay.
So Mandera. Gare. Right. So Wajir, Degudia, Ajuran, you know Masare, you know Ogaden as well.
Wow. Is a clan like what makes them different? What's
empowerment?
Yeah, cause come on, nini? Before answer you, it's a part of the Luo context where we have different nini, but we have to intermarry, so we don't marry within our clans. Yes?
Right.
So Jakani,
you don't marry within the clan.
Yes, it's forbidden.
Ah, okay.
So sina kuaga. So kama mimi natoka place inaitwa Nyakach, sindio?
Right.
Na Nyakach, the specific village I'm coming from or whatever is Koguta. Koguta borders Ramogi. I can't marry from Koguta and I can't marry from Ramogi. Sindio? Right. I can't marry from Nyabondo. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. But I can marry sasa from far, like within Nyakach itself. Lazima ni marry from very far. Yeah. So with that, it brings a certain level of unity.
Yeah.
Because marriages za wajaka, unapataga like mtu ametoka Kisumu County, ame marry demu wa Homa Bay. Because the probability, hapa within Kisumu, there are so many places you can't marry within. So that brings us, I think, ni unafanyaga, tunakuwaga united to. So Jakani akunaga yo like clanism. Hawezi patatura, yazi, because sisi watuwa, nini atupendi watuwa. Because you have to intermarry.
Dude, that is beautiful, man. Honestly, that is so dope. I wish we had the same. But for Somalis, it's like you can marry from
within
any tribe.
Your clan.
Within yours. You can marry from other tribe clans as well.
Okay.
You can marry from your clan as well. Mm. But yeah, I think the just removing that option of marrying from your clan would be dope.
Mm.
Yeah, would be dope, man. Mm. Yeah. It's going to bring you guys together, force you guys to like... just you know have more tolerance with one another yeah, that's fire.
So what's the difference between the clans? Is there like something ile ata
what's the beef?
Mkijua ukijua gatu hivi unajua ni mtu ni Ogaden
yeah
ama mwingine ni this other clan, like is there what stands out, what makes you know this person is from a different
starters, the accent for starters, just this one is from this place. The region where they come from, Kiskeon, so Garissa, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kiskeon in Somalia, different places, northern Somalia, it's the Somaliland now. Kuna Somaliland, kuna Somalia, different countries,
they have their own flag, like Somaliland.
Yeah, they have their own flag, their own government, they have like a consulate in Nairobi.
Even on currency, sindo?
No.
Mount me a dollar, buddy.
I think there is dollars, they just use dollars. Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, different clans. So the clanism is so big in Somalia, my guy, and that is why Somaliland is mainly just one clan.
Mm.
And because of there's like a genocide, an altercation with the previous, Somalia presidents, with this one particular clan.
Oh,
so they annexed themselves. And form their own government. They've been trying to like seek recognition from like the international community, but for the most part, it's just people can just think it's just Somalia, but there's Somalia, there's Somaliland. They have their own embassy here in Nairobi. So it's a big thing.
Konene, ni the festive season. So, wacha nikuulize jo. Hii time yote umekuwa ukisikia mwafa anasema Lemfi. Usha try Lemfi? Kama uja try, baki umejua kuwa Lemfi iko na the most competitive exchange rates. Alafu pia, unza baki umepay directly kwa pay bill na till numbers zile ziko Kenya. Alafu pia unza baki umesend ama umereceive do, whether uko US, uko UK, uko Canada, ama uko UAE. So nangoja nini? Changamka, tumia promo code EKONENE, alafu utabaki umepata pia a $20 sign up reward on your first $50 transaction. So nangoja nini? Changamka, ingia Lemfi. Lemfi, international payments for everyone. EKONENE.
Big thing.
So I remember being told about, kuna besito nitwa Chief, and Chief was telling us about Merus, because Merus also have clans, yes? And all the clans, I think I got to remember the Igembe.
The Igembes.
They take themselves like in quotes, they're superior to the others. At least that's what he was saying.
No, no, the Imentis are more.
My Imentis. Kuna wale
uchichukwaga. The elites. The scholars.
Elite. So Imenti wanachukwaga kwa superior to wengine. So unapataga
zile. The Tiganias and the.
Like they're not happy with that. So amongst the clans, the Somalis, they are one that's taken like it's more elite to the rest. Afunye yungine mna play second fiddle. Is there something like that? Because that's always what causes like a certain level of rift, because these guys feel like they're more special than us. They're more educated, more. Mukona hizo?
Yeah, Ziko. Kona hizo ma stereotyping within the Somali clans.
Mm.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah,
But
yeah, we have to still go back to Isilia.
No, I David said see actually. it's because you know, as Somalis as a people, we've suffered so much from clanism.
Yes.
So whenever I get the chance not to like, you know, prop this, you know, terrible habit of going, oh yeah, this clan is this, I take it. So yeah, there's that, there's stereotyping, there's some things we say about other clans and other clans say about other clans, and it's like common knowledge, but I just think Somalis as a people, we're just like really passionate people, really passionate people. It's like, yes, I ride for my clan. So it's so hard to go, oh yeah, this clan is, you know, inferior to us. It's like, no, everybody's like, you know, the spirit of nationalism, you know, it's like the spirit of clanism. It's like, yeah, I really love my my clan, to the extent that in Somalia, even in Kenya, people wear the colors of their clans.
Oh.
Every clan has like a color, bro, like a flag. There's a teacher who trended in Mogadishu. He was like ripping apart the wristbands, the clan, you know, wristbands. It's like, no, you're kids, man. There's no need for this. Give me the wristband. It's like Anazikata. Oh. Give me that.
You're one people.
Yeah, just take the Somalias. You can do that for the country. It's fine. But like, this is a clan's letter. He went viral. And guys are like, yeah, this is what we need. This is what we need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny thing, Bloma Bonga, if I don't think that he... Naezaka hivi feel kwa sapere. Niti niseme, mkikuyu wa Nyaururu, mkikuyu wa sijui wapi, mkikuyu wa nini. Nile tu, kisikia tu ile mundo wa nyumba.
Yeah, I don't.
But,
Nyumba ni moja.
Yeah, nyumba ni moja.
That's dope. That's dope.
Ado kienda huko, they don't feel ni kama mko. So, we are all indifferent. Because ukienda nini, ukienda, maybe nikienda up country.
Right.
Kuna ways to hack. Na pia maybe wameza kuhack, kusurvive, na maybe
yeah.
On farm produce. Na maybe wakucha hapa, ataweza kusurvive na hustling day by day. So, funny thing, I don't think kwa sapiro wakona hiyo.
Yeah, kusa. Vile nimesema ujakane kuwagi. So, ata hii nini, iwo ya Somalia now itself, it's because of clans. Like, what made Somalia to be a failed state? If you had to guess, like, if I'm from what you've learned.
I think Somalia as you know, by the general, you know, definition of failed state, it's not a failed state at the moment.
Ile time ilikuwa failed.
Yeah.
After ni Bahari.
Yeah. There's a lot of Western influence. There's a lot of Western influence. Right. And as much as clanism, you know, plays a part.
Yes.
We know the boogeyman here. We know the boogeyman. America is the boogeyman. Even the whole Black Hawk Down saga.
No Black Hawk Down anything happening. I know I've watched the movie, but I forgot the movie. But
U.S. were like trying to like, you know, invade Somalia under the pretense of like, you know, being supporting, offering logistical support to like humanitarian workers, the U.N. Because there's a big famine in Somalia, right? Somalia had a government.
Yeah.
And just like any other like country in, you know, arid and semi-arid area, you know, climates, you know, the hard famine. So the UN, which we know is like a front for the other organization, CIA and what have you. Sometimes, you know, so America. So the troops now really, the troops went there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are offering logistical support to these people, right? To the UN staff.
Yeah.
Because they were like, the pretense was the warlord. That is what they termed the president. This is a democratically elected president of Somalia, Siad Barre.
Oh, he was democratically elected.
Yes, they elected him. So he was the president, right? He was the president. So they're saying this guy is hogging humanitarian aid from the UN and keeping it to himself and starving his constituents, his citizens.
Yes.
So they went there. Ousted, created this unrest. They were defeated, but in the process, they created this power vacuum. This power vacuum. So militias, so the clanism, right, started. Oh yeah, dude, we can unite under this one clan, try and take the power for ourselves. So it really took a lot of time for them to recover. Now Somalia is on track. They have insurgents, you know, Al-Shabaab, which is again Western influence from whatever country, whatever Middle Eastern country, you know, whatever, you know, the boogeyman also has some stake there. So it has, of course, it has taken them a lot of time to like recover from that.
Is there minerals, oil they're fighting over? Because when the boogeyman comes, he wants some
pots.
What
port?
Oh, you're Indian Ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
Somalia is the longest coastline. It's beautiful, right? There's also, they found, you know, like a huge, you know, oil blocks, you know, oil rich, you know, blocks in the Indian Ocean recently. And Kenya, it was like, yeah, this is
ours. We have to redefine the maps.
Yeah, we need to. My friend, webe tungependa tuchore hiki tutena, my friend. Ama namna gani.
Yeah, because kumeko na yo argument here, is it supposed to be straight?
Vertical or horizontal.
Yeah. Unajua wale watu diagonal. Walichora na protractor, lakini sisi tunataka hivi straight. Yeah. Wewe.
So yeah, kuliko na yo story, either should it be diagonal or what? I think at the...
The matter was in ICC, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah,
So who won?
Somalia won. Somalia won.
So inafaa kuteremka hivi hadi wapi?
So the part where Kenya walikuwa anataka kuchora nini? Unacheki venye ana smack hapo go. Tell me.
Na kwa zinafaa kuteremka hivi Kenya.
Yeah. Sisi ndio tunataka tuseme iko nene. Preso iliko ni Kenya.
Iko nene. Msibuliasi. Because I'm a Kenyan. But I'd, you know, like just like any I'm a Pan-African.
Yeah,
I would love to see Somalia doing great again. And they're on track, man. The ambassador, the Somali ambassador to Kenya, Jibril, such a sober guy. I've met him. Dope guy. He has visions for the country, which is why even after the Somali TikToker stomped on the Kenyan flag, he came out and apologized more because he knows what he's talking about. So now in Somalia, they have technocrats. And as much as clanism, you know, plays, you know, part of it. They have technocrats, people who know what they're doing. Jibril is like a, you know, international relations and diplomacy expert. Dope guy, really like a sober guy. And guys are tipping him to be like a future Somali president. He's dope. You know, he's all about like the soft power. Let's talk. Let's talk about this thing.
Democracy, yoko inakoga? Kuna presidential term limits and such?
I'm not quite familiar. There's one federal Somali government, but we have different states. Every state is kind of like President Wake.
Comedy majuzi ulikomenda ni a comedy tour in the UK, alafu unasabaka ulienda kuwatch mpaka game ya Arsenal versus Crystal Palace.
Napenda venye mwafa mesema, dude, enough about your comedy career. Let's talk about Arsenal.
Zizi, we are coming back to comedy. Tunarudi comedy.
Yeah.
So, how was that, man? Arsenal versus Crystal Palace, man.
That was unreal, London. That was unreal. Ara skubai tiko. I got a comp. One of my friends is a Somali guy. He, of course, Yeah, of course.
But by the end of this, you have connections. Yeah. You know Jibril.
Yeah. Jibril is dope.
I met him.
Jibril, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Moaf, if you'd love to have the Somali ambassador, let me know.
Yeah.
I'll put in a good word. This is a dope guy. You guys would like, I think you would, it would go a long way into like changing the narrative about Somalia and the Somalia they're trying to create now.
Okay. That would be dope. Sir, you should organize. Yeah. So get into my tent.
I don't know Jibril, by the way.
What do you mean?
Jibril, is it a...
It's an Arabic name.
Yeah, it's an Arabic name. Yeah.
Jibril Mohammed.
What do you know Jibril Blessing?
Congo na uko.
But e-comedy show ilikampaje, like how do you find yourself in like doing a UK tour, because I also saw Doug Mutai did the same.
Yeah,
so how does this work? How does
so I got booked by this organization called CADE. So CADE curates Somali Week London. Right, so they bring in Somalis from all over the world, right, from the diaspora, from Europe, from Somalia, from Djibouti, from Kenya, just people with Somali roots, right? They're celebrating Somali culture, so it's like Somali culture. It's like a 10-day festival.
Okay.
So they bring together different artists. They bring together academics. They bring together intellectuals. They bring together people, right? So we have Somali filmmakers, Somali writers.
So K-A-Y-D and what?
K-A-Y-D.
Oh, okay.
Right. So
which stands for?
No, this is Kate. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So CADE Somali Arts. So the founder is a nice lady called Ayan. We met in Nairobi, not in Isili.
But in South Sea.
Yeah, Nairobi South. We met in Nairobi.
We're talking about in the village market.
Parklands.
Jokes on you, bro. So she's been curating it in London for the past 11 years. So they were doing a comedy night, which they recently introduced, and were like, Aden, we'd love for you to come headline this show. So they sponsored everything, the visa, they checked me into a hotel, and all the people who are participating in the festival. So they had one night of comedy. I did the show there. I did the show. Then I added other shows. They were like, Aden, the people really loved your show. We're going to add for you another show. So I pushed back my flights. Then I went to Manchester to do some gigs with Creatures Comedy Club. Shout out to Doug Mutai for the connect.
Yeah.
So the founder of Creatures Comedy Club and Doug Mutai, they started stand-up together in Canada. So Doug came to Kenya, started his own club. Evan went to Manchester, started his club. Doug did Manchester. And Evan came to
Kenya.
And Doug was like, and we were in conversation with Doug even before he went. I was like, so I'm going to London, I want to do Manchester as well. So Doug was like, yeah, I got you. So I went to Manchester and did like 5 shows. Every night I was there, I was doing shows. And I went to see Jim Jefferies live. You know Jim Jefferies? At the O2 Apollo Theatre, Manchester. 2,500 people in one room. I was the only black guy there. Even Jim Jefferies was like, what the hell is this Negro doing here? White people love him, because he's like super edgy.
Yes, I know.
Black like people go, it's like, oof.
To me, his first 2 stand-ups.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like... Alcoholocaust.
Yes, Alcoholocaust. And was it... I think God something. I mean, I swear to God.
Kunanya, he couldn't, stomach pandas not being able to fuck. And he was saying, put me in a cage with anything.
Yeah.
For a week. And I'll panda it.
Yes, so ilikuwa hivyo. Hizo mbili. 2009, I swear to God.
Yeah.
2010, Alcoholocaust.
Yeah.
To me, 2 of his best stand-ups.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I feel like every comedian, kshapata pesa, your material starts going down. I just feel like it happens. I've seen it with everyone from Chris Rock to
Dave Chappelle to Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Always feel like the first special in the time to go the hungry.
Goes, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And akwaga different.
They're like, not making people laugh. They're yeah. laughing all the way to the bank.
These two, yeah. is it two specials? Ah,
this guy.
Yeah.
That's bars, bro. Take Jim Jefferies. Ako Ian amesema nini.
So ilikuwa gani? Kusi majuzi ilikuwa na special on Netflix. Yeah. So it was two limbs
policy. Your Netflix, his latest hour on Netflix in it was two limbs policy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's touring his new hour. It's going to be on Netflix soon. Makimaliza tour. So they try to like film the hour for you know TV networks towards the end of the tour.
Oh, okay.
So the new hour is called Son of a Carpenter.
Mm.
Actually have it in my I have the the ticket in my joke book. I'm gonna frame it. It's dope, man. Jim Jefferies live, Son of a Carpenter, or two Apollo Theater Manchester.
Oh, I've seen that teaser ile ilanasema like I'm the son of a carpenter.
Yeah.
Africa like not that one. Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
So you know the it's so funny, yeah. bro. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's
akona joke flani alipiga anasema ati I think ata iko kwa
Instagram
two limbs policy na Instagram yake na alirudia anasema my wife is visually an Indian person but she has a British accent which is crazy cuz it never really swings the other way does it like you'll never see a British lady who went to India for like 6 months and came back then he goes I'm not going to do the accent
yeah
what do you guys know what I'm saying
yeah.
And guys were like the old Jim Jefferies would have done the accent like, now I've changed stopped drinking stopped cocaine he's like sober now and guys were like British people love drinking man
yeah plus I think maybe if those are the things that used to make him that funny because he's a stand-up Zake Mbili za Kwanza those two things were funny like did you watch them
yeah because it's like he's falling apart ukimuona hata shati yake he's like a proper comedian ako he's just moving around Jim Jefferies so now it's like well put together like as a person but his comedy but
you still loved it huh?
Yeah dude the live experience is just so dope man seeing something on TV versus
being there
it's crazy like I got to gig with Daliso Chaponda from Malawi he lives in Manchester and he was like yeah I remember you from Nairobi he's like he's a dope guy yeah so he lives in Manchester and I was going before him and he's giving me tags he's like yo so for that joke try and do this cuz he saw me like twice so the MC was talking about experts so it's like go on stage if you're going after that guy just make something about being an expert I'm a black person in Africa in the US in the UK that makes me an expert Daliso went on stage and said just like my brother I'm also from Africa so the last segment of this show is proudly brought to you by the British Empire. And guys just lost it. So funny. It was a dope experience. I got validated as a comedian. Manze, we are top comics.
Yeah.
We are really top comedians. Doug did Manchester. He killed. I did Manchester. I did like 5 shows in Manchester and 3 shows in London. I feel like there's nobody in Kenya that's not from our scene who has done shows in Europe. It's just Doug Mutai and myself.
Okay.
Because there's this one classic joke you did at Chemi Chemi. I don't know if you want to plug it here.
Right.
I mean, you're going to use it for later.
Right.
But there's one and you'll be fine. I love you. Just killed it.
Right.
You're going to say you're in London and every time you felt homesick.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
That was a good one. That was
to go to the British National Museum.
And
feel at home. So that's a Maasai room right there. Isn't if you wear baba fly with.
Yeah, ilikuwa poa sana. Alafu nini? Of course tukiongezea London, siongezea crime.
Right.
So I think the statistics ilikuwa ni a phone is stolen in London every 7 minutes. So will you replace him ukiwa London?
Azi bana wale nikama wale jobin wa Nairobi. It's like I'm from Nairobi man. Kanairo. I'm not getting robbed by a guy called Johnny. Tommy. I'm like, what? Give me that phone. So I'm sorry. Can I just? I'm just gonna take that from your place. No, Tommy.
Yeah. But I think it's the awareness. I'm not sure. Kenya, unajua, if I use these streets, I'm not coming out with some of my belongings. I don't think now the London people have that situational awareness.
True.
At least this lane.
True.
Sayatana is angalia I was saying they don't look like they have
intentions.
Yeah. Either I walk fast, I delay my steps, wahepahepe.
Yeah.
I think sasa yon diyo.
I want to your awareness. But I would say in like central London, Mwaf, central London, the grind, bro, like the urgency people have, it's like Nairobi on steroids.
Mm.
Ukiingia kwa tube, kwa trains, kila mtu akona headphones, like akona mtu ako radar yako. Everybody's zoned out. Kila mtu, it's like a proper rat race, Mwaf. Everybody's here. London wezi biwa shimu, unaibiwa ukienda kwa neighborhoods, Hackney, da hapo na...
Get hacked.
Una hack.
Yes.
Yeah, but central London, it's just like, it's beautiful. Kila msea kwa hapa. Kila msea kwa hapa. London, bro, you can do anything. It's one of the, I love London, bro. Mwaf, Nairobi, you know, the hustle and the bustle of the city. You can get to kwa train, kila msea kwa. Hakuna msea kwa rada yako. Kuna msea kwa na band hapa, anapiga ma guitar zake. It's gonna be like the next Ed Sheeran. Same thing. Una pigwa ngeta hapo. Kipigwa ngeta, nshuri yako. Kila msi yako locked in, man. Lakini ukienda kwa. This one time nikuwa natoka show. Because I have a radio show at Radio Generation. It was the Saturday Social. It's a breakfast show.
Yeah.
Brunch show every Saturday from 10 to 2. Nilikuwa naifanya virtually when I was in London. So for my second show, it was on a Friday. Nilitoka Manchester with a train. Nikenda London. Checked into the B&B, same day of the show, same day. Alafu, I went to the venue, nikapiga show on a Saturday. My radio show ilikuwa asubuhi. So nikana afika mtaani, after show ni me beat. But I'm like, I have to go. Alafu, because British summertime ilikuwa imeisha, walirudi 3 hours back. So show huko ilikuwa inaanza 7, hapa ikiwa sanne mchana, show inafaa kwanza, huko ni 7. So me, I'm hurrying to like get home. The B&B liko kwa this town, it was Ilford, little Ilford, they call East London. It's like a proper, like it's a small town. Mazina tembea hivi usiku nikaona ma roadmen. Wale maboy kuna balaclava, they call it the Bullies. Wamevaa na kama ski mask.
Yes.
Na ma big ass puffer jackets.
Ku
wengi alafu wamelala hivi ukuta. Bro. Like, I know I've joked about Jones and Thomas, but nah, those people look Jamaican, bro.
Yes.
It's like black.
Proper mandems, bro.
So, what ukafanya?
Nilikuwa na boy wangu kwa simu. Voke. Nikaanza kuongea sheng hapa nikijifanya bazu. So, check it akwambia nini?
Yeah.
Wakasema, humse, ameroga. Africa.
Yeah.
So, the other day, it's one of us, bro. But I was genuinely like, scared.
Yeah, cause me.
Wako wengi, mazo wako wengi.
Mimi kirobi wako majuni za sikia kudia. Nimetoka Afrika, nimeishi vizuri. Nakuja kunyang'anywa simu London. Like shit, man.
Utapoteza street cred. Imagine tukwambia wasi ati Canary, ati mazo nimerobiwa
London.
I don't know, kuna umbo.
Cause uko, lakini I think pia na bad thing about uko nizo knife crimes. Eh?
Yeah.
But one of the funniest videos I've ever seen ilikuwa an African preacher on the street. Do you see the video? An African preacher on the street with his iPhone 16.
Right.
So I'm like, today the Lord has told me that he's going to bless you. Come close to the screen, the Lord will bless you. They're not cheeky. Because you can always see.
Yes.
If you want to see what they do is they show up with bikes and then when they're on a truck, you pick a corner kwa bike. So you pick a corner kwa bike, we don't say, but you go like, let's now pray. Because you go, you lose where you see the phone upside down.
Yeah,
afu na sike like, he's live, bro. He's live. Wanaishia na phone yake. Walienda na phone yake tu hiyo.
Wakiwa live.
Yeah. Alafu later unatikia buda kama itokea. So today they took my iPhone 16 Pro Max. So sasa naitisha donations. The Lord will bless you.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa that was funny.
Nigerians are hustlers, man.
Mm.
Like I took a ride in a black cab. Mm. I've always wanted to ride in a to you know,
you get a ride in Nairobi, a
black cab, yeah?
Mm. Nairobi used to have them, you know that, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Right.
Nimbuko ato hii. Ulikuwa don't exist kweli.
97.
Oh shit. I think it was Isha. They were there maybe 92 to something. Right. Wakenya, niambieni, how long were the black cabs there? Because even in early 2000s, you could find the remnants of them. They were still there. I think even at in Kenya, long enough, you'll find some black cabs. They were here.
That's fire.
They were the Beatles, Emma?
See, black cabs. See, you know, it's London. How's it doing?
They're like what make?
They're universal. They're what make?
Sijui zinakanga tu, I don't know, I don't know the big.
Ukisikia tu black cabs,
azika a bit zinaka like a modern day Beatles.
Yeah, they have
yeah, mbele inaka Beatles, alafu nyuma inaka kibox hivi. Yeah, it's fire. So you don't even get them on the apps anymore. No, Uber kwa nazo on the apps, but mostly for the most part people just hail them on the street wakakam.
Muoneshe. Hizi ilikuwa Nairobi. Hujaizi wana Nairobi?
Oh, like we have this car, Rolls-Royce feature.
Rolls-Royce, Bentley.
Moi tried to bring them hapa Kenya.
Mm.
Yeah, hizi ilikuwa Nairobi.
Yeah.
Because nasimababu karibu na Hilton. They used to be there.
But they're expensive because unajua ni meter system. So, nimesema, let me just like get the full London experience. Nika hail black cab. Hapa tu, unafika mkono hivi wana come.
Yes.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Mm. It's like a Nigerian guy there.
Mm.
A black guy in a black car. Bro, I got the full black experience. Umse alijari alini charge for talking to him.
Yeah.
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 But it was only meter. Oh, no, not meter. So when I come, I'm like, oh, brother, it's going to be £30. Me on a meter, £30.
Yes.
Alini charge like 45.
Mm.
Why? For talking to him?
Hey, Alinambia.
I'd be like, fuck brother, yeah.
See, this is, I'm like, Alinambia, 45 quid. Alinambia, but it's like, it's the meter says it's like £30.
Mm.
Yeah, brother, ask the destination meter.
Mm.
There's a conversation meter.
Yeah.
Where lipa 15 quid extra.
I mean, Alinambia, there's a go fuck yourself meter. Like, we're in London. Take this to a police station.
I should have told him that.
Let's switch the conversation.
Yes. Let's go to me. So the only thing you need to do is go, knife crime.
Knife crime ni ngori. Ubo is alinipeleka Emirates Stadium and it was Haji Zak. So he's trying to keep the boys from, you know, knife crime. So he works a lot with Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah.
Organizing matona nini nini. So Arsenal inapatianga complimentary tickets. Kakuna boy flani umeko kimenta. Wangependa kuona game. Wane, there's more to life than just like stabbing people.
Yes.
Walete.
So, there's more to life than just stabbing
people. Don't stab people. Kuja wane boli kichezwa.
Lana kuna real backstabbers.
Yeah.
Wege sana. Ili waona maze. Wazo kwa comedy scene. So damn, wameja sana kwa comedy scene. This is like big gay comic from New York, and to Mateo Lane. I saw him live at Top Secret Comedy Club. And fun fact, he wasn't even like the funniest gay person on the lineup. There's another Australian gay person.
Oh, okay.
He's dope, bro. He's hysterical. He's, that, like, he's a gingerhead. So funny. So the guy, my boy calls me and is like, yo, did you manage to get tickets to the Crystal Palace game? I say, no. He's like, how fast can you get to the Emirates? It was the same day on a Saturday. Game ilikuwa inaanza 2 early kickoff.
So kuna nduthi huko. Kuna nduthi London.
Mbio, mpaka Islington, you know, North London. Bro, Moaf, best experience ever.
Oja nimechi convinced that sijuka ateta kiamua kunibless him waka.
Yeah.
Like nione imefika po match na bado tuko top of the table and it looks like you're playing well.
Right.
I'm getting that visa, man. Bro. I want to be in London that day. I don't even want to do the atiku watch game. Nataka tu ni kuwe huko. Ni kwa huko nini tumeshinda? Kwa za huu.
Bro.
Ian, wow. Ian, jua, you school, danunua bundles.
Ian.
Danunua bundles, jua. Ian, danunua, like, yo kitu neza cheese. And I don't think I can. I think I'll have to just shinda because of me. Because they know I'd lose my mind. Like, they just know, like.
No, Baba is gone. May he rest well. I think this is the season, bro. This is the season. More of the atmosphere is massive. Unajua, coach alitoa atatali He's been trying to, like, you know, Arteta is like, he pays a lot of attention to details. Ametoali to other tunnels. So Sayukienda Emirates, you see the player, the players as they're coming out of the dugout. It's absolutely beautiful. Kuna ami fulani ya makala singo anapiga zile drums. It's beautiful, bro. Very beautiful. Wata kuna huko one the Spanish players were quite interviewed. Now I'm doing also.
Yeah.
We have to try our best.
So many ambia, this is the season, eh?
As you miss yourself, nani ndio amesema hivyo? Mimi nasema tu like
no, Mwaf. Mwaf, why are you playing it safe?
I don't know, man. Like, I've been coming. Disappointed so many times.
This is the season again.
I've been disappointed so many times.
Dude, we are winning everything and Champions League. Premier League title, Champions League. We are coming for everything, man. This is the season.
Okay.
Mwaf, this is the season.
Okay. I want to believe.
Tukishinda ligi, umse ana license ya kusherekea na bidi.
Mimi na kumbe sikia nikuambia tukishinda na apply hiyo ni ya London jo. Nataka tu kwenda pale jo.
Yeah.
Nikuwe tu London tu hapo niseme tu msinibie simu na visu vyenyu. Ndio hapo nakamulika muizi kan viri jo.
Yeah.
But I'll be there like Michael Jackson. Yeah. Like I just want to experience that, like, just for once, because I always say that I feel entitled.
Yeah.
After tushinde that key golden trophy,
yeah,
I was so entitled that I thought this would always happen. Jayo kitu,
yeah,
I love now it's not happened for 21 years. So the amount of pain that I have in my heart, like, I've seen, like, last season, I remember Ian Saizi, maybe I missed how, but I remember nikiambia Ian that Liverpool are lucky, this team is not that good, they are lucky. And then the season that they decide to be what they are, we are nowhere. The season that they were lucky, tulikuwa nani alikuwa muumia, kumbuka Saka muumia, like everything that could go wrong went wrong. We got so many red cards. Remember the way we were getting red cards, like left, right and center. Then referees were full of shit. We actually beat Liverpool kwa ile game yetu now 3-2.
Right.
Bawe Kai Havertz kakataliwa, alafu replays inaonyesha there's nothing wrong that Kai did.
You know so there was all that bullshit. You know, that's 50-50 decisions that go against you. They cost you.
Yeah,
the compounding effect of those, you know mistakes,
up.
The blunders by PGMOL is just massive. Unapata every season Arsenal 10 points gone, it's like that.
But last season ilidanganya Arsenal
to lose league by like a point,
yeah.
2 points. So is it, if all this, you know, micro decisions went for us, more but this is the season, man.
Okay, yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Bro, the vibe, the energy.
I'm enjoying the hope. I'm enjoying the hope, man.
Bro.
It's infectious, eh?
Infectious. Fucking hell! Wako na machance ya kila player. Bro, North London forever singing the song with the crowd at the Emirates.
Forever and ever.
Bro, it's beautiful.
Yo, it's Arsenal forever, man.
Yeah.
Is that key song that I hear there?
Yeah.
But yeah, let's hope for the best, man. Like, I've been through so much pain and heartbreaks and don't even know.
So how much,
like,
is,
sometimes
how much
I feel
is
like
a,
I mean,
how much is a ticket if you're not, if it's not a complimentary?
I looked it up the morning of I think we'll go on like a few remaining.
Mm.
28 to 30K Kenyan shillings.
Okay.
Arsenal has the most expensive tickets because we're a big club, unlike Chelsea.
Yeah. But now we don't win shit, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have to, like, win a title just for the fans.
Okay.
I feel like if we don't win a title more this season, it's going to be downhill from here. This is what we need. If we win a title right now, this season, it's going to propel us into winning other titles.
I was telling him, like, we just need to just to get that one and we'll go on either Chelsea or a Man City run.
Yeah.
Because pia nyi amko meshinda shit for very long. And when Naneeb came in,
for,
and itwa nani?
Was it 50 years?
Yes. When this manager came in, and itwa nani? Mourinho.
Mourinho
made it possible for Akina Roberto to win the Champions League. I made it possible for Ancelotti to win na nyinyi league.
Conte.
Made it possible for Conte.
Di Matteo.
Umeche kila.
The one who won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Roberto?
Yeah. Di Matteo, yes.
Umse alikam tu, alikuwa assistant, you know?
Sinonambia here like hiyo break to your curse your once I'm sure we'll go na karam. Uchikata vile Liverpool after 30 years they were able to win the league twice and win a Champions League. But before you break it, now your shida tu ni you just need at one season where you break the curse. Because if we break that curse sa hizi, next season ya mtu wana confidence yangu. Itakuwa ni iko nene. Chochote kile tutashinda. We just need once.
Yeah, just we just win. Need one. Once. One win. One win.
Alafu
one
sa now, win. Itakuwa
anything. We are winning the, we are winning
but you've been winning FA. Anything? It didn't propel you. To, it didn't entice you.
See,
to.
You can't compare FA na nini.
We just need one. Unajua ma players what a morale itaisha. They just need their efforts to be validated for once.
Yes.
With like a proper title, silverware. It's like, okay, this is it. We are going for the others.
Yeah.
We've gotten so close. Mwafto likuwa same as the Champions League, man.
Mia, kuna kitu nani with the kikani kifikiria when Aston Villa beat us 2-0 at home.
That's when we knew the league.
That's why even till right now, I'm still afraid of those people. Like Nigifkiria, this weekend we are playing with them. I get scared because of that. They no, cost us a league. You remember we lost that league with 2 points.
Yeah.
They beat us at home. Like how?
What like,
everything
man,
was damn. Going well. Your game ikakuwa. Then kumbuka Trossard before kuja kwetu akitutandika 3-0 pale Emirates. Like we've been so close, but you are Trossard as kusikia ni million sike go chungu ni ya 2 points because even till the last day we were still in it. Yeah. Remember you know, we needed West Ham to give us anything.
Nani aliuza versus City?
Son.
Oh my god. Was it versus
City? Tottenham wagamewa
City. Was it City, you know?
Yeah. They marry City. Son. Like they always whoop City.
That was intentional, Morf.
Yeah, it was intentional.
We are
going to the game to win it. No, you are not going to win it. Those people always beat Man City. Yeah. If there's one team that does not care about Man City,
right.
Inakuwaga ni Tottenham.
Right.
Yeah. So take this season while you were 3-0. At home.
2-0. Was it 2-0?
Yeah, but at home. Like at the Etihad.
At the Etihad. Yeah. Yeah. Second game of the season. Yeah.
So them, they always whoop Man City.
Hey, Konene. So unacheki, kitu nimekalia ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio. So kikama pa kwa studio utapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So unangoja nini? Majuzi nakungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ili bidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yo kitanda haujai kuja na soundtrack. Hautasumbua watu. Yeah. So changamka jo. Best furniture jo. Yeah. Cheki ule studio ni ya nguvu eh. Nacheki. And ukibaki umereach out to Best Furniture, usahau iko nene is the guarantee. Cheki gira inaitwa Ian squeeze one. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best Furniture. Iko nene.
But hey, tuangalie a few...
All the best to you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tuangalie a few things. Leona, this joke. Yeah? Yes. I don't know if mtaona hii joke. I found it to be super funny. So kuna mtu kameandika, had an interview today and my stomach growled. The the interviewer asked, skipped lunch? I told her, no, I'm just hungry for success.
Keep from pain, man.
That made me
nataka hii job.
Nikonja, that's your zikara.
Yeah. The thing that you suck up and you don't want to show that you're in pain.
Yeah.
You really need it.
Yeah.
You're desperate.
Yeah.
You don't let anything get to chance.
Yeah.
It's that no. It reminds me of Will Smith. Akiomboa doko a pursuit of happiness. That he helped me with you're going to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
that movie is so uplifting.
Yeah.
One of the, you know, it's a feel good movie where you just root for the guy. Yeah, it's like na hizo ma inverter, ni ma inverter na bebanga hivi.
Yeah. But you know nikumbusha vile umesema hivyo nikumbusha a certain image that I saw on the internet and I found it to be in quote inspiring. Ilikuwa video ya nani before he made it. Sijika mshai watch. Ya Sudi. When Sudi was an up and coming politician.
Oscar.
Oscar Sudi, man. Mm. And afu nakuonyesha watu toka mbali jo. Like, I think sometimes, especially kikam to these politicians, we see them. Like, you'll see Sudi in his Maybach and assume it's always been like this. Kumbe jo. Ni imekuwa ni wakijaga unaitanga thug rock jo. Ona jo. But he was still licking his lips, eh? Aya bila na kwa konsa LL Cool J
kwa mitwanga, my god,
unaona,
damn,
ni kwa ni tag
this is size like running the cabinet
this straight after highway secondary
where
yeah that's straight after highway alikuwa the highway sino sema ga he's a highway alumna
ngo na shule hai no siwa hizo kadairo
ni hadi hapo
ni wa ucha wazi
is all who knows
lakini jua pia atauliza Rift Valley hakuna hai Rift Valley is heights
shule hai above sea level the highway
yeah highway kama highlands
but inakuonyesha vile watu nini watu yeah. toka mbali
mm. yeah. yeah yeah na akunanga mtu ametoka from nowhere
yeah
akunanga mse kama umse this actor famous actor now Timothy Chalamet sina mtambua
yeah the car small
yeah
yes
bro was this I don't know hey u boys ametoka from out of nowhere no dude has been acting forever ukiona mse sahi my guy there's no one that comes from out of nowhere same to you Mwaf ni so akona like a probably the biggest pod in Kenya ulikuwa nimeona picha yako na
common yeah
ulianza kitambo hii
yeah,
stuff
yeah
you know so akonanga kitu ya aya there's kuna u artist actor anaitwa Jake Gyllenhaal
yeah Jake yeah
his sister yeah
one of the best actors in the world right now yeah so now niliona movie yake nyingine ya kitambo inaitwa October Sky ilikuwa on Netflix I think for like a limited you know period of time
yeah.
I was like oh this dude has been at it for like ever since he was like a kid kuna mse utoka from out of nowhere
kuna mtu anaoka
sahi alije Sudi alikuwa na mashinani gani zake kitambo.
Yeah, hii ilikuwa ni ile unajua tag rock. Tunaitanga na kijaka tag rock like shida. Majuzi tulikuwa na nini Vigeti wa Kalamashaka. Afu was telling us the origins of the name.
Right.
So ni kala they've Mashaki, eaten yeah. Mashaka. Shida. Wamekula shida. Ndio Kalamashaka. Yes and watu wamekula mashaka hapa nje. Watu wamekula mashaka.
So if that guy was grumbling stomach yake kuna grumble akasema ni hungry for success. Where was Sudi licking his lips?
Si pia hungry for success.
Appetite
for karibu kula.
Yeah, appetite for success.
Yeah. Already.
Alikuwa na hiyo.
Sai Sudi is like is pulling bodies, bro. Unaona? Yeah. Nani yuko Twitter alipost picture yake wa soccer. Must loots, yeah?
Yeah. What Twitter wa game alipost gif photo like with the her watch ama her man's watch.
Yeah.
It has lienda pale kufanya detective work. So hiyo ni phone moja zile watch za Sudi.
Yeah.
Kwa watch list.
But alafu talking of that, imeni remind kuna kitu ningetaka kuuliza. Did you see the video ile ilitoka from Sajid's podcast? Ushaenda kwa podcast ya Sajid?
No.
Coffee Pump.
I would love to.
Coffee Pump, man.
Shout out to Sajid and Coffee Pump.
Yes, the two of you will have a very dope conversation. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So did you see the video? Ila ni Kibe and Sajid are driving around in a BMW M5.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop at this petrol station. And there's this girl. So Kibe just shouts out the girls and he's like, hey, hi girls, come say hi to us. And the girls show up. And then the next thing that happens ni Kiba anaambia like mnaenda pale ama mnaweza to join mademo anakubali but mkitu join you know I want to smash ni Kiba ndo anakubali like did you see the video?
Yeah I saw the video man and it was just man Kiba is always on brand my guy
yeah
Kiba is always on brand I think Chaliau de Malikam the guys they were with so walikuwa wawili au madem. There's a guy that came up for Canada. Dude, they were
ready. Well, me, I watched this small clip ilikuwa shared on social media. On the actual podcast, kuna moja madema nakujio?
No, like apo tu, apo kando.
Yeah.
Kisikiza conversation za Kibe, akifanya commentary, anasema, yeah, it's going to be an awkward one. Kuna mse alikuwa na wao. Damn. Na kasalimia kibe.
Mm.
Eh, ni aje?
Wewe uko na wao. Sijui wewe ni definition ya simple. Tu iko nini? Wewe mimi nakuacha hapa mimi.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Pride, pride yangu is in your law.
Alisa, ule maliambia kibe, I think I know you from somewhere. I mean, yeah.
Mm.
Kibe alikuwa anataka consent hapo hapo.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, it's anili check your video, anili check your vid but like yeah.
Mm.
Me, the way I choose to look at it, it's like, bro, hey, uku inje soko ni chafu.
Damn.
Number one, soko ni chafu mwaf.
Mm.
Alafu, alafu, kuna angle flani, ina come up.
Mm.
Kibe akitaka consent hapo,
mm.
inamanisha, it takes away, you know, it takes some power away from the babe.
Mm.
To but die after mingia kwa gari ya kikata
ku change mind. Oh, okay.
Change mind. Mm. I impati room ya ku change mind.
Mm.
So Kibe was like, yo, it's yes or no. Mina ta kubomoa. Kubomoa is so aggressive. It's like,
yeah.
Kibe was like, nata kubomoa sai. Sema yes ungie kwa gari.
Mm.
So I feel like ina take your power from the babe to go, to go, you know, I said yes, but I've changed my mind, you know, which should be
available on the table.
Like, je, ni sawa.
I think hiyo kitu umesema, it's very important, especially for you Gen Z's out there. Right. Just know that. Dem, you could allow to change her mind at any point.
At any point. Kama umeingiza tip.
Yes. Mm. Akikuambia stop, you have to stop.
You stop.
Usijidanganya ati alikubali before.
Yeah.
No. So you like go to jail. So you like go to jail.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to understand, consent is... it's a continuous process. It's not a one...
It's not a one ticket.
Yeah, it's not a one ticket.
Cheki alikubali maze. Alisema yes. Yo hii video.
I didn't see that.
Asante
for pointing that out. Yeah, I think that's very important for us to understand that them you're allowed to change mind. You're allowed to lie to you to tell you that, you know what, if we do this, we'll do this. Yeah. And then at some point...
Akutoke. Unakubali matokeo tu, umechezwa ni Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Na usi, unakubali, unasonga, unasema, ule dema alinifanya ile kitu.
Mm-hmm.
You take your L, kama mwanaume unasonga.
Yeah.
Bro, that should be on a t-shirt mob. Consent is a continuous thing.
Yes, a continuous thing.
So like a one-off thing, yati, nisha kubali sahi.
Yeah, yeah. At any alafu point, yati ko valid out.
Next year, taikashen. Wes, ulisemanga, yes, ebu kamu tani. No, it's just, yeah, it's a continuous.
That's why kuna raya ziko jela juu kuna jisi mawife. Wife wake. Na jebu, isi ma developed countries.
Yeah, yeah.
Mtu yiko jela juu lina jisi wife wako. Kwa zata wife pia lazima akubali.
Right.
Hawezi kuwa tu ni leta ngombe kwenye. Tendo kuwe ngombe jela. But kwa talking of ngono, just chika muliona hii. This is thing that I saw that was so depressing. Ilikuwa that the average sex duration country-wise. Ecuador ni 24 minutes. Which I don't mind. Kenya ni number 14, just 6 minutes. Tunakosewa heshima aje. What's happening to Kenya?
Kenya number 14, 6 minutes.
Yes, Kenya ni 6 minutes. Alafu jo Pakistan ni 42 seconds. Pakistan ni lala, oops.
We try to give things here, you know, quick and on the go. We're trying to build the economy here, my guy. Bangladesh, 1 minute.
Yeah,
like, last year better than Pakistan, 1 minute.
Let me change the name of that shitty.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bangladesh. Yeah.
They're not banging.
They're not banging.
Oh, shit.
South Africa, 8 minutes. But even ata ESA wa metunidi.
But it'll go to bullshit ya mtu fulani. Kuzi nacheki hapo at US, 2 minutes.
Nah.
Yeah, I think hapo alikuwa na enjoy tu watu.
No, 2 minutes no quick.
So, za Kenya mafili. They have
important things like immigration to worry about.
That's scary. They have immigration to worry about, eh?
We cannot have sex for more than 2 minutes. Somalis are taking our country. We need to brainstorm ideas about keeping Somalis out of this country.
Yeah. Kuna Somali hapo?
Nazi. Where? I think you ni
you ni unclassified. You got Epstein files. Yeah. Release Somalia's files, man.
Mm-hmm. So come back to you nini. Niko nataka tubonge pia ya Trump versus Somalis. Yes? But before that, kulikuwa pia na story ya Tibana Boy will cover funerals for children lost in Stockton shooting. So Stockton shooting, I'm assuming that's a shooting that happened in the US. And Banner Boy decided to cover the nini. But have you been following Surya Banner Boy in any way?
Yeah, nimecheki ma show zake ziko cancelled.
Yeah.
Left, right, and center.
So what did you think about that?
Ali, I think he's been careless with his utterances kwa hizi media rani yake kena kwa podcast.
Yeah.
Alisema ati apendi kukuwa Mnaija. He's never been proud of being a Nigerian, bro.
Yeah, so
that's like your core support base. How do you turn on your people? Kuna wasengine walikuwa na side reasons kama ati umse, this guy is very rude. Kuna amsesha ipiga amse teke, man.
Mm.
There's a guy that went to like
kwa stage. I remember
just to
that.
Like pay his, you know, respect to that to his favorite artist.
Kicked him.
Come piga.
Mm.
Alafu nilisikia nyingine ati kuna mtu alipigiwa simu. No, kuna mtu alikuwa analala kwa concert ya Burna Boy.
Yeah, you really watch. Akafukuza.
Akafukuza maze.
Mm. It was a couple. The lady was sleeping.
And yeah. And she, at the, after you had the story, the actual story.
She was going through something.
She was going through something. Then they say that since anapenda Burna Boy, that's, they go to the concert so that she forgets. Whatever. I think there was loss in the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Burna Boy decides to kick her out. Another thing that came out was, according to atukiba hizo tikos of states, akunaga place yote waga imesema you have to stay awake during the concert. So she's within her rights to sue him.
Yeah.
I mean, ngekwa niwe msuu kitambo kabisa.
Yeye ni upuzi.
Ananiona tu kwa shop ya Lamborghini anashindwa. Wewe unafanya nini kwa shop ya Lamborghini? Because of mental anguish. I'll never go to a concert again.
Kuna ile time alisema hata I don't like broke fans.
I'm
sure you would want your all your fans to, you know, to be well.
Yeah.
Well
but,
off.
But broke fans support you.
I don't say it. Most of those people ni wale watu unapata they've skipped maybe media a holiday ama nini.
Yeah, to come
for.
Yeah. And it's so true. Because hata ude malikuwa nalala mwafu.
Yes.
Because us ni wanasaha wingi. Because it's so easy to be like so caught up in your life. Usahau, these are working people. These are working men and women.
Yes.
When you wamechukua holiday, wamechukua an off day from work to come see you.
Yes.
This shorty probably had to get a babysitter to watch her kids. Ndo wapate siku moja kwenda na mpoa wake wakamwa kuone. People had to like commute, probably had to take like a subway or something ama a bus to come see you. And after you are medos una nas massive, there's a lot of things like existential and like real life things that happen in the background. Yeah, umseme kamshuo yako umseme tu na manzi yake. Umseme kamsho yako, umseme vutwa kazi leo. Na alikuwa amebaitiko akiwa na mboka. So kuna vitu mingi zi happen and
umseme kamna na kwa show yako just before ingia kwa show alisikia demu yake yuko ready kuingia kwa BMW M5. You understand, like there's so many things that happen.
Yeah, so yes, be kind.
Yeah. But apart from that, what I found to be interesting was the comments. Yes?
Yeah.
Kuna so now he's ready to pay for the funeral. For these kids who died in Stockton. Right. Stockton is in California.
Right.
So someone wrote, terrorists are ravaging northern Nigeria daily. This dude cares less about what happens in his own country. And because he needs the money of foreigners, he will pander to them at every given chance. Hypocrisy in full gear. What do you think about that? Because yes, northern Nigeria is different. So, nachikiaje?
I think it's what he's doing is noble. And it shouldn't be taken out of context and like being juxtaposed to another thing that he should have done. But I think I understand why the people are thinking that way, especially because of the comments he made about him not feeling, you know, proud of his Nigerian heritage.
Yes.
So it's easy to go to connect the two and go, oh, umse apendi manager. Alisema hivi na ndio maana hata ajali what's happening in northern Nigeria. But niko sure kama angekuwa ameji conduct vizuri, kama angekuwa msanii mwingine kama Wizkid amefanya hivyo, ingekuwa noble. It's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Umse amechoma the proper mwafu. Unaona venye hizi vitu amekuwa kisema ati apendi manager na hizi vitu zinaweza kuwa zinafanya watu waone ajali. Yeah.
Okay. But I think he was just trying to save the tour. Because
yes.
Noja, this incident happened when he was on his second day of tour.
Right.
And then naona hapa kuna 5th, 6th, 7th.
Yeah, me canceled.
10, 11, 12, 15, 17, 18, 19, Jan, 30. Okay, za US, as
right.
Zinaishia. all the way to 19.
Mm.
So, December 19. But you know, most of them are back to back.
And they've all been cancelled, you know?
Yeah.
And they've sold out.
Yeah, so is that like trying
to... They're not sold out. Yeah. What happened was... people always wait to buy your tickets, yes? Yeah. So that like that, those first two concerts had a lot of people. Maybe we can say they were sold out.
Right.
But as soon as he kicked that fan, people decided they are not buying his tickets. Mm. So now those places, he had to cancel because unapata maybe capacity a place ni 10,000 na ni watu watatu wamenunua tikiti. If you're trying to impress some girl, you're still buying the ticket.
Yeah.
You don't care if Burna Boy is rude.
But
there is some serious bug. I may fumble. Yeah, of course.
Millions
it's
of
not
dollars.
Even about the cancelled shows, but in the future.
In the future,
I'll leave a good name.
Because
the cancel
states,
culture.
States, you don't want the fans to be against you.
Yeah. Because,
Because now, cheapest ticket up on the 10K. Because you can look at Google and put it in Kenyan shillings. I think the cheapest is 7Gs.
Damn.
For, I think that's the one thing ile watu wajuagi. Shidai game tunakuaga ni cancel culture.
Mm.
Cancel culture is, I think any creative, ama any entertainer, I can say entertainer, creative, podcaster, blah, 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 who claims they don't fear the cancel culture, they'll be lying.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. And you can just wake up one day and you're cancelled. And the day that you're cancelled, inakuwa like you lose your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. I love Sashida. As Africa, it's even worse. Because Africa, you're not only cancelled by the fans, you can be cancelled by the companies.
Yeah, institutions.
Yes, institutions. Mm.
That's like so, the thing, yeah.
Yeah, so Africa, it's actually very different.
I saw a video of like, in men.
Yeah,
men fans. Yeah. I'm a male fans invading the stage versus female fans invading the stage. So the only person when you actually accommodate
a male fan,
Michael Jackson. Oh, you have to go back all this journey
because it's to like fuck kids, boys. So it's as in on brand as
South
well.
Korea.
Yeah,
so I more accommodate to a stage, and I even went on to like finish the show. Na yeko zalimpata place juu.
Mm.
Watu wengine, majama wana diliwa na.
Yeah.
Anapanda tu hivi stage. Out!
Uwe ni MJ.
Yeah, that was MJ. Yeah, yeah. But sasa na, even all, sasa artists wengine vile wame deal na male fans invading stage.
Yes.
They've been met with brutality, man.
Where?
Madame, which still bad on invading. Ni hai unajua na hagiwa anarombosa.
Anarombosa, yeah.
Anafanya nini?
Kama concert ya conscience.
Yeah.
Wende hapo na kimse, unafanya nini hapo. Lakini ndia bako na haga, kienda hapo, anarombosa tu.
So I think this is a lesson. If you're just a guy, just know the stage si yako.
Jua, you're only being tolerated because you bought the ticket for that girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we mwenyewe,
usipandwe na
hauko appreciated.
Yeah.
Baki tu umejua. So
Mwash, before we move on, yes. I think kukuwa cancelled na institutions is one thing.
Yes.
And sometimes you can be cancelled by institutions just because you're on the right and the institutions does not necessarily like subscribe to like your comments or your philosophy and ethos on that particular issue. And that's fine.
Mm.
I get being cancelled by institutions.
Mm.
But being cancelled by your own community is mad.
Mm.
That's on you, Mwaf.
Mm.
When do you me fumble e bug? Manipata? Because anu watu wamekujua. And they give you more grace than institutions.
Yes.
Anu wasu wamekuona ian kiwa ukianza. So wako, dude, we know this kid. Tulikuwa naye kianza. Tumefika naye hapa. Some of them know you personally. So if you manage to alienate your own community, that's on you. That's on you. I get being cancelled by institutions, where institutions wanakuambia, we want nothing to do with you. Kama Louis C.K., the famous comic, after, the allegations, they come, story zake, institutions wakam cancel, but his fans
stayed with him. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. C.K. alikuwa collecting my emails from like every show. He used to like sell out Madison Square Garden.
Mm.
And now he can do the same, akisema anaenda on tour. He can do the same. He's one of the most successful, independent, artists. Not just a stand-up, like okay. artists in general. So
Asa yo lazima nikuulize, what do you feel about umekuwa ukifuatilia story ya Akash Singh?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because I feel like now his fans are canceling him.
Being a puny.
Yeah, for being a puny. Yes. So, Naichuga, do you think the fans are too harsh on him?
So, just for context, for our beautiful and wonderful listeners and viewers. So, Akash Singh is a comedian, is an Indian American comic.
Yeah.
Married to his wife, Jasleen. Right. Akash has a podcast with Andrew Schultz.
Yes.
To Flagrant.
Yes.
So, Flagrant 2. So, manzi yake mekuwa kenda kwa mapoda kisema ati venye alikuwa na akiwa
kampopaka.
Ana popaka. Anapokea na kipop. She was like practically, you know, whoring herself to like frat boys in campus.
And she had them on rotation.
Rotation, man. Alafu wanaambia, alafu kuna video fulani alikuwa anasema venye ati alikuwa na, ana double down anasema, yo, and this is like to all the, you know, repressed, you know, Indian girls. Ama to all the young girls in campuses. Ukienda kampo, usipatiane to like the first guy that gives you attention. Wewe ngoja wapili akam, ngoja watatu akam, wanne akam. Usisettle. Trying to tell people not to settle.
Yeah.
So guys saw the inconsistency in her stories.
Yes.
Because Akash story alikuwa amepatia watu. Akash was a virgin until, you know, he met his wife at 32. He married at 31 or 32.
Yeah.
Manzaki alikuwa like 25. That's when he lost his virginity to his wife. And Akash alikuwa shambi ya wasi ati.
Mimari vajo.
So, yeah. So, unachegia kuna inconsistency hapo. Dema nasema alikuwa napatia na kwa ma frat house. Napatia ma white college boys. On rotation. So, guys were like, no. You need
even
to say something.
Even strangers,
bro. So guys were like, I think you fans were gonna come from the angle of Moaf.
Yeah.
They're looking out. They're looking out for Akash. Like, yo, bro, ude makutaki.
Yes.
Ude manakufanya ukae simp, ukae mtiaji, we mtoke. Even the boys, bro. Wife anakatu. My wife yake anakatu such a terrible human.
Yeah, ampendi jo. Ana yung disrespect design zingine jo.
Because
Uchikena Majuzi, I do podcast. He go like, that guy, he's not even coming out. He's like, he's quarantined. It's like, he's coming down with what? Like, what are those? He's depressed, of course, Bana. He's, been going to shows, spending time to justify the way she's not a gold digger.
Yeah.
Do you know how sad it is as a comedian? You mean about like said, "Mimi nasi yakuja kwa chekesha, nimekuja tu kujitetea."
Yeah.
Before I start.
Sikuoma la. Like it's sad.
Yeah.
But like, and then now she came out as an unsatisfied person sex-wise because kama alikuwa anaangalia boy wa wife yake.
OG man. Alisema ati I can give you.
Nani habi ya co-host?
Yeah.
Nani habi ya co-host?
Yeah.
Yeah, mpaka anasema, I bet his dick is 10 inch.
Yeah.
So these are lessons learned. Women like experience when it comes to men. They like someone when you're kona. Like,
what a kukosea ishima.
Medals of honor.
Yeah. But I think PM,
but sasa, to learn, 31 na nini.
Ata kam,
if you're a virgin, hauna experience, bro.
Yeah. Even if you're a virgin,
yeah,
just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. You know? Keep him guessing.
Yeah. Simuambi ati, maze mizjaipata. You, I think that is where the disrespect was coming from. Because the wife was like, yes, dude was a virgin until I
give it to
when him. Entitlement apple.
Yeah.
This guy, whatever he is right now, he owes it to me. Yeah. Like, where? Me and mekufanya man.
I think another thing that happened in that relationship is aliweka dem kwa pedestal.
Yeah.
And I always say that you can love your woman without putting her on a pedestal. So you just unampenda too. But usimfanya feel nikama. Somehow you can't breathe without them. And I think Akash amekuwa ki put across that energy. That's the reason why the little things that me nige notice day one. Ati menda kukisa alafu tan. Nitenda kun alafu tan tena. Nisha notice. And I'm not taking that bullshit. I'm like, you're not in this. Wacha ishe. Na inaisha. And we go our separate ways. But for Akash to all those were signs. This girl never wants to kiss you at any point. Like, you come from a first world country. It's not a third world country where PDA is something, like something special. Found up.
Yeah.
You know? Pale, ule dem every time, like, amempatia ring. Ule na yama juzi, ila me propose with us, do what carat ring? Anenda kumkiss dem iko hivi. So, but I think Akash alikuwa amemweka in such a high, unajua univajo, unampenda, hakuna kitu unaweza ambiwa.
Like a model. Akuna,
yeah, is... dema kichukua gaiva na kanyaga, na kukanyaga, yeah. Like she'll wipe the floor with you. Because yeah. Mademo utakaga, I think girls will not admit this, but they always want a man they feel they can lose.
So they try every day to like, you know, like
kum keep.
Yeah,
I'm trying to conquer.
But akijua huwa kuna
pressure. I'm trying to tame the beast. To say, yeah, they try to tame the beast. Day in day out, day in day out.
Yeah, it's also that thing for this. You want a self assured man, so you can be like self assured in your brilliance as an individual and what you bring to the table, and go, I'm not putting this person in a pedestal. No,
yeah.
Like I value what she brings to the table, but I also hold my own. You know. Hakuna mtu anafanya na favor hapa. We are two mature, consenting adults who've come together to come what tunafanya hii kitu. So,
tuheshimiane. And she loved him. Yeah. I think the first thing she'd have done is quit the podcast.
Yeah.
If she loved him. Angejua hii podcast inaleta shida. All this hate is coming from this podcast. So, me nikiwa na udem, beste yangu, we always go to places we shouldn't go to and I end up disrespecting my husband. So now let me fall back. Because it's not like the podcast is making her so much money. Elisa, you know, make her $600.
Yeah.
Which in America, considering the American audience and how much like 10,000 views will give you. Because 10,000 views in America is like 100,000 views in Zetu. Sindio? If you're making $600, now most probably when I split, now let them.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not worth
spinning.
The relationship.
She's a stay-at-home mom. But the fact, mom,
she's she's still doing podcasts. And this guy... I don't think even Flagrant wame post. Lajevo, Flagrant stopped posting, Joe.
She went on the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Last night.
Hmm.
While Jazlyn went on the pod, and she was trying to like, justify herself.
Oh, which one? Flagrant?
Yeah.
Oh, she went to Flagrant? Yeah. Oh, and Nani was there?
Akash was there.
Oh, damn.
And she's like, yeah, I was just a repressed Indian girl who's never like gotten to explore my sexuality and like PDA. So when this guy was like trying to kiss me, I used to
the episode in it where the Akash situation got worse. Yeah, yeah. So now my Akash files.
That's so funny.
My people are going to have fun. There's these two guys that I follow on it. Nini, Abba and Preach. Do you know them?
Apana.
So Abba and Preach are two like immigrants from, one is from Haiti, another one is from Eritrea. Mm. And they have like one of the biggest YouTube platforms, but they're based in Canada. They'll have fun with this. They'll have fun with this. Like it's just going to be ridiculous, man.
Mm. Right.
Like Akash, man. Like what's up with this girl? Like,
because to me, she does not look. I don't think Akash alikuwa na nini, alikuwa na fakuwa hapo. Because she's just come, her justifying her deeds is still disrespectful to, to Akash. So even Akash, I don't know what the fuck.
I may lose the dressing room.
Yeah.
I may lose the dressing room, man. And not a mabishti zaki. Scholes and like the dudes he does the podcast with, man.
Because me and Akash watch, the first time I watched E Flagrant,
yeah.
I remember him talking about his wife being a virgin and I was like, okay, good for you. Like, if it's something that you value that much, that you have to tell us about it, sir, like good
if
for you.
Don't see the, you know, she's a virgin. There are signs that you see biologically.
Yeah. Mm.
So if you don't see that, na alikuwa amekuambia hivyo, don't ask. Ujua alikuwa nakubamba.
Yeah, amekutana ile kitu.
Yeah, like. Where do you think when out it's clean? Don't ask, man.
Yeah.
There was a dick there before.
Na chiki hapa ati Flagrant must think we are a cash level of stupid. this is just sad.
Yeah, guys were like, this is terrible. Yeah.
This is, oh, miss kwa najua. Because I know like they didn't even post for some time. They missed how many weeks?
Yeah, Ali miss wiki kadha.
Yeah, that's how much damage she's doing to him.
Yeah.
And it just keeps.
Yeni kazi, yeni bread.
And you can see, like, it started even affecting their views. Because, like, before that, ilikuwa 321,000 views in 2 weeks. Yeah, Akash, 737,000 in 1 day. That's how much people wanted to hear him justify.
TikTok him what guys are like, who's this Akash guy? Myron Gaines, Pierre.
He had fun with that.
Yeah, he had fun with that story.
Yes.
This just goes to show that even women suck at podcasts, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, you should take mics from podcast bros. Yes, mm-hmm. Same with women.
Yes. Yeah. Podcasts will break marriages out here, man. Podcasts are dangerous, man.
Mm. How do you guys navigate? Damn. You know what, Norma?
Somehow, are there things
the
way, shared?
Because you guys don't shy away from the difficult topics.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah? You don't. The way you guys maneuver it.
We've to share discuss with Wapasile. Seems zuri, but at least we don't have pod wives. We don't have like our wives doing podcasts. Because it's just, I think, the way the society is built. Eh?
Right.
Sisi tuko allowed kubonga juya experiences it. And girls hate it when we say that. Why? Because our experiences take effort. It takes effort to be a man who. Understand? You have to put in effort. It takes no effort to be a girl who's anapatiana, left, right, and center. Like, there's always some dude ready to receive. Ajua, for us, you can, unza toka inje, ukona, iko nene, leo lazima mshana poke. Alafu tembe uko inje, iko, no.
Like, I know.
Yeah.
You need to get back
and
inside.
And you go home, una? But for a girl, there's, so, iyake, I don't know. If this marriage survives, because I think it's only a matter of time, I don't think it's going to survive. The fact that he's already going to comedy shows to justify, the fact that she even had to come to the podcast to justify, and she's there talking about she was coming from what? She was sexually repressed, Ama?
Repressed, you know, Indian girl who's never gotten like the full experience of like exploring her sexuality and like, so things like PDA. Because like, growing up, I never see my dad kiss my mom, not even once. So, is if you do them a PDA, it's too much for me.
I never saw my mom kiss my dad growing up. But my daughter has seen me kiss her mother.
Right.
You know, you understand, like it's, and I'm in a third world country. So, kama, of course, ile ati tunakula na nini, but ile tu, you understand? Just like peck tu alafu.
Yeah.
So, wewe mwenyewe, hawezi hata kubalika peck. Na mko first world.
I think she was just clutching at straws. Ama beshte zake wamenibo juu wenye yeye anasema man kuleta udem kwa pod ni ufala. In a disrespect to umse. So that shows
It's the guy that requested. I think it's the guy. Uh-huh. And you know you can't refuse. Akisema anataka kumleta because as I keep saying amemweka kwa pedestal fulani where he feels like he needs to protect her even when she's disrespecting him.
Mm. Yeah. Still together.
They're still together.
She's wiping the floor with that dude, man.
Like in a Schultz, no joan ajali tu kusu views.
Yeah.
It's 400,000.
700K. Yeah.
700K in one day. Don't forget.
400,000 more than
that. Don't forget.
In one day.
Utapata Spotify, it's bigger numbers.
Yeah. Because guys listen. Because
hapa ni wasewa Spotify. Yeah. Like uko inakuwaga different. Let me even try and see. I don't like how Spotify trends are chichiki. How many people have listened to me. But it's crazy. I'm sure it's
going to be crazy. Schultz amesema, we need the expose. They did a trailer on YouTube. You know, they did a trailer on YouTube and they ran it as ads on even Instagram. The YouTube was the ad was fire.
Yeah.
Released the Akash files. It was fire. It was fire because they knew they were trying to pivot to like a business angle, and it's just mad. Vitu kama hizo na JK, don't address them.
Yeah.
Yes. Just let it.
Nikama hii pod ya Udem, Jada Pinkett Smith na Will Smith.
Niko inaitwa ni what circle? The round table, I'm at
the red table.
The red table, something.
Yeah. Alice Shalingele, Alian Park, Nini Akena, August Alcina. And she even hosted him, Ama?
Yeah, afterwards.
Alqua Shalingele, your stuff.
Yeah.
Entanglements.
And that thing destroyed Will. Because every time you see Will, you remember, you know, the month of August.
Mm.
And then now you remember him being a simp and slapping Chris Rock. So it's just an entanglement. Nani ajawai kuwa the same again.
Yeah.
Because I had a nikiangalia movie ya Will Smith, I'm there like, it's good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, try yangalia.
It's good, but you're emotional.
The pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
You guys should be pursuing
true love. I don't have the will in.
Kuna mtu aliandika. Yeah. Kuna mtu aliandika aje that at Will Smith is the coolest, most goofy guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Cool and goofy. Because... that amount of disrespect that he also received from Udem, anaitwa nani yo?
Jada.
Jada. I mean, hiyo siwezi jo. Siwezi kabisa. So yes, hii pia iko on,
inaitwa nini, Spotify. Mm. Spotify, I think people wanted to look at a cash.
Yeah. Mm.
So Spotify haijasikizwa vile imesikizwa hadi kwa nini, but hapa wameweka mpaka nini inaitwa ni chapters. This is one of the things that I keep saying as iko nini, we need to get someone to be putting chapters. So chapter 1 a cash side of the story, then the next one wameka two question marks, then the next chapter inaitwa frat parties and popping that. Then a roster of guys plus buffalo chicken wraps. Remember alikuwa anasema she kept a roster of men that she alafu good gold digger plus it's not Miu Miu alafu Jazlyn like ball stank na kwa alisema nini nuts makende ira ya unuka jo najua hivyo
au makende
zi alisema makende jo hazi yake jo
ati
unuka kama wasi homeless jo.
My God.
Wewe unacheza na hii story, mimi nimekuwa nikifuatilia jo. Inakuwa gambaya jo. Alafu ducking the kisses plus the swerve.
More pause.
Hey, tulia,
you've been following the stories.
Zakash.
Cheki ball zake zinanuka.
Tuendelee. Sikiza jo. Poverty doesn't get rewarded plus OG discussion. Then Akash is allowed happy endings. I guess anatrai kujitetea. Akash anaweza cheza huko nje. Then your days full of work plus the value of outsourcing. Then wacha turuke place zingine. Ilikuwa ni Akash mom involvement. Nakuwa kuna time alisema kwa nafraia vile mother Akash. Because mother Akash used to feel like she mistreats Akash. The mother could detect. Wajua, women can detect if her son is loved or not. Then,
mamake ilikuwa alipata yu vibe pia.
Yes.
Asho.
Alafu pia, waka ingiza jo story za Aisha chicken curry. So yeah, Aisha is also known to disrespect Anani curry, but not to this level.
Yeah.
Alafu kuna the
chicken curry.
Yeah. So Shithole story.
Mm.
So yeah, alisemaga huko nyuma pia shaifanywa like vitu.
Someone woke up with.
Yes. Alafu alafu kuna hiyo breaking up plus betting to stay together. So kuna hiyo part. Yeah. Mm. Alafu so kuna hizo story. So this is basically the podcast. Kwa sasa wanasemaga tuweke chapters, I think 2026. Yeah. That's one of the things we need to take.
Timestamps.
Yeah, tumekuwa na a lot of
complaints. Kwa kuzwa sio nini. Kwa sio si I'm guilty of that as well. I was like na tukanga vitu zingine naenda kwa especially for like the comedy podcast.
Mm. Yes.
I just go to the what I want to listen.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's the story of Akash, man. Is he going to survive this? Let's see.
The fans, you're asking about the fans.
Do you think the fans are wrong for canceling them? Because the fans now don't want anything to do with him. They feel like he does not respect himself, so they should not respect him too. And kuna ma fans who are going as far as saying, we are making you rich just to make her rich.
Yeah. Because she's a stay-at-home wife.
Yes.
Akash literally provides everything in that household.
Yeah.
So guys go, because, you know, your fans see a lot of themselves in you, Mwa.
Mm-hmm.
So... See, people, when somebody says Moaf and Ian or Kipiga or Ian, wako, I see myself in these two people. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
So, ukiona Akasha jieshimu, you're like, dude, apana maze. I love you seeing the person. Keep everybody, it's so blatantly open. Everybody can see, hey, maze udema.
Akupendi.
She ain't it, man. My fans, man, they're onto something. Akash needs to like change. Change or perish.
Yeah, man. Americs. Eh?
Yeah.
She needs to Americs the situation. So, watch us as a twende Minnesota.